WBOB tackles the issues.
The anti-war movement in Vietnam, the civil rights movement, in the 60s and early 70s, both of those were much more civil in tone. Even the anti-war movement was more civil in tone, but certainly the civil rights movement among the people who were protesting.
Every day.
Oh, Supreme Court, big ruling in favor of the faith-based pregnancy centers in California. Woo!
WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Good driving around town, except for the construction sites. Watch out for those. As for the weather, going to be a nice day. Sunny today, up to about 68. Mostly clear tonight, down to 54. And then for Sunday, partly sunny, 30% chance of rain. High 79, and a little more, I-67 with a 50% chance of rain. It's up to 58 at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Oh, you are in for a treat. The last time he was on created quite a stir. And today we're going to talk about, last time we talked about diabetes, now we're going to talk about pain. So many different kinds of pain. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is going to razzle-dazzle you. So fasten your seatbelt. We're going to learn and grow together. And I get to see that we're about to start. I probably have chocolate all over my teeth. But the good stuff, the one with the banana base. Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are fans of the show and keep coming back, I am so glad you're here. And for those of you who just stumbled upon the Lillian McDermott radio show, then let me tell you, I've been waiting for you. This is what the show is about. And what my purpose is to create a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening, as well as my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, saying off the air that you're in for a treat. The last time Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum was on the show, created. It just thinks outside the box. It's not just about the body. It's about other things that affect us and what, you know, disease is optional. I'm taking that from him. This is a quote from Dr. Teitelbaum. So Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is board certified internist, and he is nationally known or internationally renowned, and he is an expert in chronic fatigue syndrome, the fibromyalgia, sleep, pain, Alzheimer's. And as a result of his own health crisis, he was able to become an even better doctor. And so today we are talking about his protocol, his SHINE protocol, that has to do with sleep, hormones, infections, nutrition, exercise. And Dr. Teitelbaum is going to share how we can get pain-free and take our health back. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am honored to introduce you to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Thank you, Dr. Teitelbaum, for being on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Lillian, a pleasure. And as always, you do a great job because you bring your life experience to this. And I had the pleasure of having fibromyalgia. So it gave me a really good understanding of you know, one, what pain feels like, but also what tight muscles, trigger points. I was able to learn on my own body what was going on. So most doctors have never learned to do a muscle exam. And muscle pain, for those of you with pain, over half of people who have pain, even if they think it's from arthritis and other things, a big part of the pain is muscle pain. And I will bet to you, just playing the odds, your doctor has not the slightest clue how to do a muscle exam to tell if muscle pain is there. They'll do an x-ray because they can see that. The studies show that the x-rays usually have very little to do with the pain, even if there's severe arthritis. But they don't know how to simply examine a muscle, find the tight belly, release the muscle. They have no idea. It's like an eye doctor going to an eye doctor because you can't see, and the guy doesn't know there's anything above your waist. It's just, what? You can't treat pain that way. But that's how most doctors are doing it. So when the doctor says, I'm sorry, I can't help you, tell him thank you for being honest and go find somebody who can. And we're going to teach you today how to get pain-free and what pain is telling you.
That's amazing. There's not a lot of people out there that will come out and say, you know, doctors don't really know how to do a muscle pain test. How do you do a muscle pain test?
Yeah, they don't even know there's a muscle pain test. But you ask any chiropractor or massage therapist.
This is the first time. Yeah.
Of course, you know, people say, how did you know it hurt there and felt pain? Because I can feel it, you know. It's like, it's duh. And when you feel, it's not all a big bag of water in here. There are different components. I mean, we know how to feel for the bone. That's nice as doctors. Uh-huh. But there's the different tissues and ligaments you can find. You'll feel near the joints, there are these little ropey things. Those are the tendons. Mm-hmm. That's where the muscle attaches to the bone. So when your muscle contracts, your bone moves up and down. And you can feel that ropey thing. If it's tender, that's a tendonitis. So you know to treat that, and that's not hard to treat. You just use a good topical prescription-based thing or even Comfrey. If you go further up, you'll feel a thicker area. Okay. And you'll feel, if you want a nice place to begin, you can actually stick your finger in your mouth, your thumb, and you can use your other finger, go all the way towards your ear. Uh-huh. Feel the thin cheek between your fingers. But if you go towards your ear, it thickens.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's the masseter and those muscles there are really good. Now, if you feel along, you'll find little tender spots in some of those muscles.
Uh-huh.
Those are the tender points, and often if they feel like a marble, the trigger points. That's what they feel like.
So you're saying to feel the inside of your mouth as to feel the body? And if those
to get an idea of what the muscles feel like, and then you can feel for it elsewhere in the body. But another thing is just go to a good massage therapist. Ask your health food store, ask the owner, because they're the ones who have more experience in that area. You know, who has magic fingers for massage? So instead of doing it yourself, you know, because there's massage and then there's magic. I mean, somebody who's going to get off the table and they know how to do those exams.
Very good. So you heard the man. We're going to learn how to get pain-free. And because, according to Dr. Teitelbaum, disease is optional. So we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Teitelbaum when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh. Listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people. That's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy emergency and can use your help. Go to McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We're in for a treat because for those of you who are experiencing pain, I've said on the show before that, you know, that I've had doctors come on and say 100% of all disease has a root cause of an emotional component. They've said that on my show. Whether I agree with it or not, that's been, you know, maybe we can say 95%. But here's the thing. Pain has become a money-making deal. And there's a trillion, I was doing some research, that the economic toll of the opioid crisis is estimated to have topped $1 trillion. $1 trillion. And the way that these opioids are designed, they're designed to keep you hooked. So the moment you try to get off of it, then you feel the pain. Dr. Teitelbaum, what can you say about the cycle of pain when it comes to starting these drugs?
Well, first of all, let me note that about 15 years ago, the government declared a war on pain, because one out of four Americans were in pain, and they declared a war on pain, but gave doctors virtually no information on how to effectively treat the pain. Mm. So they started writing prescriptions for narcotics like candy. Now we're up to having 15,000 people a year dying from prescribed narcotic overdoses in the United States. Mm-hmm. So that war didn't work out very well. Mm-hmm. So now instead they're doing a war on people in pain, including the people who need narcotics for their pain. And now they're making them feel like junkies and drug addicts, which they're not, any more than somebody taking insulin as a junkie or drug addict for diabetes, you know, if a kid's taking that. Yeah. So it's important to realize that the narcotics are not the enemy. To put it in perspective, we talk about 15,000 deaths from narcotic overdoses that are prescribed. There are over 50,000 deaths a year from ibuprofen and arthritis medications each year. Do you hear about that in the news industry? Not with them being the second biggest advertiser. There is a study of over 500,000 people years showing, again, 50,000 deaths when you actually take 5 minutes to run the numbers. And you know how much coverage it had in USA Today?
Zero. Zip.
Yeah. Well, they had three pages on the horrors of herbals, you know? Yeah. So you follow the money trail there. So
sure.
The bottom line is, for those of you who need narcotics for your pain, you're not a junkie, and it's not any worse than if you were on insulin or any of a number of other medications. My goal today is not to get you off the narcotics. My goal is to get you pain-free, and once you're pain-free, you're going to realize, I don't want the constipation and stuff from these things. You'll get off them yourself if you feel like it.
I like how you think.
So don't let this whole trip, you know, be going on with you. The goal is to get pain-free. The pain is much more toxic than the narcotics, but you won't need them usually. So,
can I ask a question, Dr. Teitelbaum? So the way that these narcotics are designed is that when you start getting off the medication, it has like this backlash. It has this way to get you, give you pain so that you need it again.
Narcotics are potentially addictive, and they can cause craving and withdrawal. They don't seem to do that so much in people who are using it for pain management. There's a subset of the population that gets a high from it and has an addictive personality. And those are the ones that tend to have that issue. But it's like saying that somebody's addicted to high blood pressure medicine, when you stop those, their blood pressure goes back up. well, the pain just comes back and they want pain relief. Mm-hmm. So you're going to see in people with the addictive issues, they're going to keep escalating doses, things like that. My dog ate the prescription again. It's just all these different things. It's a very different pattern. Mm-hmm. But Lillian, here's the thing. It's not about narcotics good or narcotics bad.
Okay.
Of course, you'd like to avoid any of these medications. You know, Prozac, very addictive. I mean, you know, but on Prozac, almost no benefit. Mm-hmm. So it's not about that. It's about getting pain-free. And to get pain-free, people need to realize that pain is not an outside invader. It's not like an infection. Pain is a healthy, natural part of your body's monitoring system telling you something needs attention. Mm-hmm. It's just like the oil light on your car's dashboard. Can you imagine your oil light was going off on your car's dashboard, flashing at you, it was getting annoying. So you go to the car doctor. The car doctor has the stethoscope and says, well, we'll put a Band-Aid over it. Okay, how does that work out? You know, then they come back the next day, my motor burnt out. Oh, hell of a day you've had, Joe. Sorry, it's been such bad luck. You know, they don't even associate the one with the other. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they say, well, if it's still flashing, it's like, well, let me cut that out with a scalpel or smash the hand. You know, and that's a medical approach to it. It's like, how about just put oil in the car?
Yeah.
Never crosses the doctor's mind. The pain is your body's way of saying something needs attention. Mm-hmm. So if you know what to give your body, the pain goes away. So we're going to translate to you. It'll be like your car's owner's manual today,
okay,
saying what each kind of flashing warning light, each kind of pain, nice, is telling you that your body wants.
Okay. So let's get started. I'm just like waiting for you to continue.
Okay. Well, let's do this.
Let's do it.
The most common kind of pain in this country is myofascial or muscle pain. It's where the muscles get tightened. The fascia, which are the bags of tissue that hold the muscles in place, also can shorten and get stuck in a shortened position. So why do muscles get locked in a shortened position? Well, for muscle pain, that's telling you there's an energy crisis in the muscle. And okay, we're seeing energy crisis as playing roles in so many areas in the human body, but that's how it reflects in the muscle. And when your muscles don't have enough energy, they're like a spring. They get locked in a shortened position. It takes more energy to stretch the spring than for it to contract. And you think, but that's counterintuitive. It should take more energy to contract the muscles. Well, think about when you've had a heavy workout. You don't come home and say, honey, my muscles are all loose and limp. They're all tight.
Well, maybe when I come back from my workout, it does.
Okay, except for you. But it's but when you'll find we get tight muscles if we overdo it, yeah, because the energy goes out of the muscle, it gets used up, it shortens, and that's okay once in a while. The energy builds up, it releases. But when it gets too severe of an energy crisis in the muscle, it gets locked in a shortened position. So the question is, what causes these things? And it's helpful to look at things in general in healing in four categories, if you want to start using the whole toolkit. Okay. Biochemistry, things like medications, nutritional herbals. Biophysics, so things like chakra, energy work, acupuncture, frequency-specific microcurrent. Mm-hmm. The latter is very helpful for chronic pain. Mm-hmm. Structural, so am I sitting at my computer without my elbows being supported, you know, so that I'm holding my hands like this, mm-hmm, for 45 minutes? Try that, see how your shoulders feel with that, you know. Mm-hmm. There's one hip higher than the other, so structural things. And these are things that chiropractors can be brilliant at helping put things back into balance, doing ergonomics. And then mind-body issues, because there's a reason some people are called pain in the, back and sometimes lower. And emotional issues, when suppressed, can get buried in your muscles and trigger pain. Mm-hmm. So you want to treat the whole process. And we're going to focus today on the biochemistry,
okay,
which is how to use the best of herbals, nutrients, and even medications. You'll notice I'm not against medications. I'm just against the insane way that they're used in this country. We think it's based on science. What a bunch of bull hockey. It's not based on science. It's based on profit. And it's most of the education we get as physicians has been labeled by one of the main editors of the major medical journal of the United States as slick advertising masquerading as science. Now, of course, he didn't say that while he was still the editor, or he would have been fired. He waited till he retired and he said that. So understanding how to use these things, you don't have to throw away the hammer because it's been going around smacking everybody. You have to know how to use it properly. Mm-hmm. It's a helpful tool. So let's go with naturally, how can you get pain-free?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it. So the quickest thing, if I had to pick one thing on a desert island to take with me for pain, just to have in my toolkit, it would be an herbal mix called curcumin. Now, I'm not saying curcumin. You'd have to have 500 pills a day to get the effective dose. It's C-U-R-A-M-I-N. It's a mix of four herbs. And it's been a pain relief miracle for a lot of people, even people that the morphine didn't help. Wow. We're often seeing benefits from that. So going with the curcumin, I would go with the extra strength, give it 1-3 times a day, give it 6 weeks. It can be taken with any of the pain medications that you're taking, or arthritis medications. Hemp oil is next on the list. We're seeing this resurgence of this whole area of medical marijuana. But the nice thing is you don't have to get stoned out of your gourd to get pain-free. Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and use a component of the hemp plant that doesn't cause the high. So you can be lucid and clear and have your anxiety go down and your pain go down and your sleep improve. There's a lot of issues with quality management and just mislabeling out there. The one that I use is called hemp oil by a company called Terry Naturally. Mm-hmm. They have one with curcumin. Without, get the one without curcumin. It'll cost you, you're going to get twice as much of the hemp oil active agents that way, and it's more bang for the buck. Mm-hmm. So I would take 1 to 3 times a day for pain. You can take up to 5 or even more if you want at night for sleep. The cost is the only limiting factor. So start with the curcumin, start with the hemp oil. And then there's a third herbal called N-Pain, which is another herbal mix. All of these are synergistic. Mm-hmm. All of these can be taken with any pain medications.
Very good. And N-Pain, where do you get N-Pain?
You can find it at most health food stores, Amazon. You can find that on my nfatigue.com website.
Okay.
These are all readily available. The stuff I talk about is available everywhere.
Everywhere. So you just happen to have it just so it's convenient.
And I pick things that I like and I put them on my website, but I don't do stuff that you can't find everywhere just because it feels icky.
it's true. It's true. You, the convenience factor. So you're talking about curcumin, hemp oil. Now the hemp oil that that you're talking about, is it cold press? Is it organic? And so it's just, you mentioned one, Very Naturally, but I don't know.
This one is organic and it's sourced and it's going to be extracted in a way that's not going to be a heavy heat extraction. They're very good at being very conscious about the need for not damaging the oils.
Very good, very good. So this would be the natural component of treating the body of pain. And the hemp oil, do you drink it, take it orally, or do you put it on the pain?
You can do both. And these, the ones that I recommend, come in little jelly bean type tablets. Mm-hmm. So you can take them, but you can pop it with the tip of a knife or a needle. And if it localized area pain, just pop it, squeeze your oil and rub it over the pain.
Very good. Very good. So what would be the next level? So we start with natural. Okay. Let's say the symptoms do not go away. What's next?
Well, this is an overview for most any kinds of pain. So for those three. Mm-hmm. So those are just tools to start with so you can start today. So next, let's go after the root cause of the pain in terms of, so the oil light is on, the root cause is you need oil in your car. Mm-hmm. So if you're having muscle pain, that's a root cause is inadequate energy in the muscle. If it's just one localized area, you want to start with looking at ergonomics and especially how you're sitting when you're sitting. Find where you're sitting a lot. Do you have your favorite easy chair? Are you sitting by your computer? By the computer, make sure that you have wrist supports so that the edge of your wrist isn't getting cut into by the edge of the computer or the keyboard. And make sure that your elbows are supported. And you want to go ahead and adjust the armrest so that it's the right height so it's comfortable. So your elbows are supported, your wrists are supported, and your feet are flat on the floor. If you're sitting on a stool with these little bar things that you're resting your feet on, so you're putting 170 pounds.
And let's hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Yeah. Hey, it's Michael Savage. Join us weekday afternoons at 3
on WBOB, The Answer.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Vice President Mike Pence now wheels up, heading from Washington to Hudson, Wisconsin, to rally for Governor Scott Walker. President Trump goes from Belgrade, Montana this afternoon to Pensacola, Florida tonight, supporting Republicans running in the midterm elections. And tomorrow, the president will be in Macon, Georgia, and then a stop in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Authorities in Florida's capital city say two people were shot to death and several others wounded at a yoga studio by a 40-year-old gunman who then killed himself. Officials at Florida State University say the two killed last night were an FSU student and a faculty member. Both were women, a 61-year-old and a 21-year-old. Tallahassee Chief of Police, Michael DeLeo, said the shooter acted alone, and they are still investigating possible motives. Don't forget to fall back. Remember to set your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. For more details, go to srnnews.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you.
877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
Watch out for the disabled vehicle at 295 North. That's at the ramp from US 17. Going to be sunny today, looking for a high about 68. Mostly clear tonight, down to 54. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, 30% chance of showers, high 79. Cloudy tomorrow night, 50% chance of rain with a low of 67 degrees. Currently 58 right here at AM 600 WBOB.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you can hear us worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I am your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we go through life with childlike wonder. The person in front of you, if you are talking to someone, most likely knows something you don't know. Be curious and learn whatever it is that person knows that you don't know. And that's how we all start working together to for the good of all. And so that's the kind of responsibility, that's the kind of ownership that we talk about. Today we're talking about how to get pain-free. And Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum is our teacher today, and I'm really excited. I just want to share with you that I want you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. While you're there, check out all my social media. Like me there. This is how you help me, because we give a lot of information every day on the show. And this is my way of asking you to give to be back, which is where I get to receive. And the way that you give back to me is by liking my posts, by engaging in what we're doing, and becoming a subscriber. Once you become a subscriber, you'll get all sorts of free gifts, and the show gets sent to you to your tablets. I also want to encourage you to go to my sponsors page and make sure you support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com and let's grow together there. Check out my podcast. And if you have any questions, always 407-373-5959. You could text or call. And last but not least, it is so important that we listen to this information and consider something different. Dr. Teitelbaum has been teaching me. I've been confessing to him about my sleep deprivation. Yes, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. So I have received general absolution, and we're ready to move. We're ready to get to work. I am ready to talk about sleep now. This is my biggest kryptonite in my body. So go ahead and share a little bit about sleep and how it affects pain.
Well, the thing is, sleep is when our repair crews are out and healing the little micro tears and things from the day. So research has shown if you don't get enough sleep, you're going to be in pain, period. Mm-hmm. It's just a natural thing that happens from it. And when you're in pain, to make the pain go away, sleep is a critical part. Now, it helps to realize that the average night's sleep, average in the United States until 140 years ago when light bulbs were invented, was 9 hours a night. We've now down to 6 3/4, which is a 30% pay cut to our body, and it contributes to sleep. So as we were saying when you're off the air, first thing is to make time for sleep, and do that by making a list of where you spend time in your life. Things that feel good, things on the list that don't feel good, the things on the don't feel good list. If you're not going to get arrested or homeless, cut them out. All those meetings, that you know, the school things, all the, you know, honey, is it really important I go to that meeting? I don't want to go to that meeting either. Mom, okay, like, you know. you know, news, watching the evening fiction networks, you know, that we call the news networks, cut those out. It's just nonsense and rubbish and it's toxic. Just turn them off. If something important happens, you'll hear about it elsewhere. So make the time for sleep. And now if you have trouble falling asleep, if your mind is wide awake at bedtime, especially if you're hangry during the day, this is a sign of low adrenal, the stress handler being low, then you want, there's a mix of herbals, ashwagandha and phosphatidylserine, which is actually a nutrient. You can use a Sleep Tonight. There's a nice product that does that. That'll help the mind settle down. You take an hour before bedtime, it'll bring your cortisol down. But a much simpler approach to that is, anybody who raises children knows that you've got to have a bedtime routine, right?
Yes.
And you don't dream of having a kid run, okay, to bed, honey. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So you want to go ahead and you have that hour before where you have something calm and peaceful, a bedtime story, a favorite movie, you know, that they've seen 100 times. And when it comes to sleep, we're just big children. So having our routine signals the body that it's time to shift into sleep mode and turns off the adrenaline system so we can go off. So whether it's a hot Epsom salt bath if you're in the wintertime with some lavender, whether it's just reading a good book, even if it's a glass of wine, a little bit of chocolate, and, you know, your favorite romance, not too hot of a romance novel, but just something, something enjoyable and simple, and just have your bedtime routine. And then say you have trouble staying asleep. You'll see with people with adrenal issues, they tend to drop their blood sugar at night, and that wakes them up sometimes with a sweat. So the thing for that is to do a 1 ounce protein snack at bedtime. So for those who are not vegan, a hard-boiled egg is a very good way to do that. Otherwise, some beans, corn, rice would be good, especially beans and corn, be a good protein source. The tofu, pick your protein source, but a 1 ounce protein snack at bedtime will sometimes help ease that quite a bit. Also, they may find they're up peeing all night, in which case prop your legs up. Because again, because of gravity, we pull water in the legs, and you prop your legs go up on the bed and gravity's draining, and that's a quart of water you may be drinking, or the equivalent of while you're asleep. So prop your legs up for a couple hours before you go to bed when it's convenient. Let the legs drain so you pee it before you go to sleep instead of peeing all night. So a number of different things. There's herbal mixes, excellent for maintaining sleep. My two favorite, one is called the Revitalizing Sleep Formula. Mix of six herbs, leaves most people sleeping like kittens. Another one is a mix of essential oils called Terrific Z's. So Terrific ZZZZ. They can be taken together. And you'll know they increase in effectiveness over 6 weeks, but you'll know in the first night or two. So adjust them. And these things can all help people sleep through the night. Critical part of pain relief. Then the rest of Shine would be optimizing hormones, thyroid, adrenal, estrogen, testosterone, infections, especially candida infections. If you have postnasal drip, nasal congestion, irritable bowel, gas, bloating, diarrhea, get a holistic doctor to treat you for candida. Nutritional support, the Energy Revitalization System vitamin powder. Easiest nutritional support. It's low cost. It's one drink a day instead of 35 pills. I have pretty much everybody I treat on that, and people love it because it covers so many problems. Yeah, it's a really easy, good thing. Just half a scoop a day to one scoop a day. It has a good bit of magnesium and vitamin C, so if it has a bit of a laxative action, then lower the dose. Most people find it helps.
Feel regular.
And feel good. And then exercise is able. Now, we don't have the time to go into each of these in depth. I want to cover each type of pain. But there's a free, if you go to a website, if you have pain, write this down, www.vitality101.com. Mm-hmm. And then click on step three. You'll see a free energy analysis program. It's a 10-15 minute quiz. And saying that, just do the quiz and it will analyze and determine what's causing your energy drain and give you a comprehensive protocol on how to optimize your energy.
Very good. Is this free? Is this free for everybody?
Oh, this is free. Yep.
Absolutely. So go to vitality101.com, and there's step one, there's step two, and step three, step four. So make sure you go to step three if you want to learn a little bit more about the protocol that you need for your sleep. So that's really important. So lack of sleep can create pain.
And you need sleep to make the pain go away.
Interesting. Okay. So there's so many different kinds of pain that you've got. You know, there's backaches, there's knees, or there's fibromyalgia. Are these different kinds of pain? Are they all the same pain masquerading or manifesting in different parts of the body?
Well, it's more helpful to distinguish between nerve pain, muscle pain, joint pain, and then with the headaches, the different kind of headaches. So why don't you break it up that way? Because you can have pain in the upper back or the chest or the arm or the jaw, and it's all muscle pain, and mm-hmm. the treatments are pretty similar. So the muscle pain we talked about,
yes.
You want to optimize Shine. We also noted, I gave the general things first that help pretty much all kinds of pain mm-hmm. through common pathways. We talked about Shine for the muscle pain. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about joint pain and arthritis.
Okay.
Basically, if you get wear and tear, as we noted earlier in the show, the x-rays have been shown to bear very little to no correlation with the pain.
Hmm.
It's been shown for low back pain. It's been shown for arthritis pain of the jaw joint. But the doctors don't know how to do a proper exam, especially for muscle pain.
Okay.
And all they know how to do is an x-ray. So they do the x-ray and say, oh, look at all this wear and tear. I'm amazed you can walk. Yeah, well, they did a study showing that, you know, in people with back pain, for example, arthritis, they took a bunch of people with no back pain and a bunch of people with back pain. And they lied and said that they all had back pain, got x-rays. And all of them, the radiologist said, oh, look at all this wear and tear. Amazing they can walk. And then they put them all up on the board and said, pick out the ones with back pain from the ones south. And the radiologist could not do so better than by chance.
Mm.
Okay, so ignore what the x-ray shows. Okay. If it shows that you have a specific nerve defect, say, in the footfall and foot strength, along with the reflex that's off compared to the other, and something on the x-ray in that segment, then it's meaningful. But that's usually not what's happening. They're just saying, I don't know what's wrong with you. Oh, look, the x-ray is abnormal. You've got from war zone back. No, most of that is going to be muscle pain. For those with muscle pain that they can get to, there's a very nice tool called the Thumper. T-H-U-M-P-E-R. You can find them on Amazon. They're like an industrial strength vibrator, especially for the leg pain. If you have a back injury and you've got pain going down the side of, or inside of your legs, mm-hmm. you can use that to just kind of massage it all the way down and keep the muscles released. So it doesn't keep building
intensity. Very nice. So that's for muscle pain. Yep. Okay. Well, we got to go get some vibrators here. That sounded much better in my head. And we're going to continue when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
And welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. Today's teacher is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Time flies when he's on the show. And so I want to encourage you to go to vitality101.com. And he talked about the protocol, the SHINE protocol that he had mentioned before. And so I wanted us to get involved and do everything we possibly can. As you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill, you can take responsibility. I am not against pills. Neither is Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. We are for doing everything you possibly can to heal your body as naturally as possible. So today we're talking about how to get pain-free. We've talked about the different kinds of pain. We've talked about the different products that we can have to be pain-free. Again, Dr. Teitelbaum, do you feel that each one of us is our own, and I had Richard Horowitz say medical detective, our own MD, where we can figure out what feels good in our body and what is our own protocol?
Absolutely. And as I tell people when they have their first visit with me, I treat people often by phone from all over the world. And I'll tell them in the first 5 minutes, if I recommend something you're not comfortable with and you do it anyway, you're not a good patient, you're an idiot. And that applies to any doctor who tells you. And if there's something that you have a gut instinct that this feels good, I need to know that. That's critical information for me. Because that's your intuition's way of saying, look here. And your intuition knows you better than anybody. So how do these things feel to you? And not what your brain is telling you. First, you want to see what feels best to you. Then you want to use your mind to figure out how to create that. Not the other way around. Your mind has no idea who you are. All it knows is what you've been programmed as a kid and through media and all the rest. It's like the GPS. It, you know, if you tell the GPS, take me where I want to go, it's like, take me where I want to go. I don't know. But if you plug in an address, it's brilliant. Take it right there. Your feelings tell you what's authentic and where you want to go. Then your brain figures out how to get you there. So in general, we're talking about arthritis. And the curamin we had talked about before in the end pain, those two are brilliant for arthritis. Give them 6 weeks. Also take glucosamine sulfate, 400 milligrams. Well, 750 milligrams twice a day of glucosamine and 400 milligrams three times a day of chondroitin. By the way, because we're covering a lot of territory, there's a free app. It's an iPhone app. There's a $2 upgrade, but most of the information is in the free one anyway. It's definitely such a deal, as they say. So it's called Cures, C-U-R-E-S, and then capital A-Z. So Cures A to Z is for, you can get it on Google phone, you can get it iPhone, Android, and it'll have, you can look up each kind of pain, you can look up anything from acne to zoster, and it'll say, here's a quick background, and here are the things that are the best, both natural, and also it talks about some of the medications, giving thumbs up or thumbs down where appropriate.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome. And I have that app on my phone as well, and I use it quite often. And so it's a really good tool for us. Again, you know, we need more than a hammer and a chisel. We need more than that to be our own medical detective. So when it comes to diabetes, not diabetes, when it comes to arthritis, you're talking about curamin. Is there any other thing that we can do for other pains? What are other pains that we can target?
So let's look at neuropathy pain, nerve pain, that kind of shooting electric pain, lipoic acid, 300 to 600 milligrams twice a day, and acetyl L-carnitine, 1,000 milligrams twice a day. Do the vitamin powder because you want to make sure you're getting enough B12 and other things. Make sure you're not getting over 50 milligrams of vitamin B6 a day in the things you're taking because that can aggravate nerve pain unless it's the P5P form. But for B6, 50 milligrams a day is right top. But if you have nerve
50,
pain,
50?
50. And the vitamin powder has 45 milligrams specifically for that reason. Keeps it in the safe zone.
So that's the energy revitalizing. I'm going to get that energy revitalizing system.
Really good stuff.
I think that's going to work because it has enough bees, isn't there?
Oh, it has 50 milligrams. It has high dose bees. It has optimal levels of everything except calories. It doesn't have essential oils and iron, but everything else you should be getting from the diet, it's in optimal levels pretty much.
Very good. Very good. What else do you need for us to know about pain? Because a lot of people go around with emotional component of pain. And I know we're not going to maybe talk about that.
But we're going to talk about it right now.
Okay.
So I'm going to earn my nickname that I had in college of Rambling Jack because we have a lot of territory. So if you don't mind, emotional pain, a couple main components to heal. You can go ahead and go to talk counseling for 30 years and chew the same stuff over and over again. It can be helpful for coping. And use it for coping, for eliminating emotional traumas, number one. there's something called Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT.
Yep.
You can go to EFT.mercola.com, mm-hmm. see a nice video on it. It's very good for releasing. People are, they say, well, that can't possibly help. It's a little tapping technique. And then 2 minutes later, you hear this giggling because where those trauma feelings go to? They just float right out of my body. Mm-hmm. There's a book called Waking the Tiger by Peter Levine. He has much newer information, but I haven't read that yet. It's using the trembling or shaking. It's a shake off trauma, and that allows the fascia to release. And we talk about the fascia being what holds the muscles together. And when we talk about fight or flight, but what happens if you can't fight and you can't run? You freeze. Mm-hmm. And that's the fascia freezing. Normally it unfreezes by trembling or shaking it off, as the coach says when somebody gets tackled. But people feel stupid trembling, so they suppress it. They never get rid of it. So just read the book, do those two techniques. You can release the emotional traumas much cheaper than counseling.
So we had Dr. Lee Cowden. I don't know if you're familiar with who he is, but Dr. Lee Cowden said, it's so much more expensive to heal the body when you're unwilling to do the emotional work. Once you do the emotional work, it's very cheap to heal the body. Brilliant. What do you have to say about that?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And what goes on in the body is simply a metaphor for what's going on in our psyche. And it's not all emotional. It's a mix of things.
Sure.
But it's really, we're creating our own reality. And that includes what's going on in our body. Now, if you're in terminal cancer and you're lying on the bed and, you know, taking your last breath, and you figure, well, let's, you know, you have enough momentum, it's a little hard to change. Then figure, okay, well, game over, next game, you know. But for most things, you can really shift the momentum, shift the direction, shift your thoughts, shift your attention. And the world will change itself all around you, including health. So we're talking mostly about the physical components today.
Yeah.
But again, this is all part of your creating your own reality and having the power to do that by knowing that you can, that most illnesses are optional.
Illness is optional. I like that. And if someone is in the middle of this illness and they want it to be optional and they've lived their life, whether it's been a part like a pet, it's something that they identify with their diseases, they identify with their pain, and it's all about the pain. What is your advice for them?
Realize that's okay. It is scary to realize that if I get well, I'm going to be having all these expectations on myself and others that I've gotten. Maybe I have to go back to the job that made me toxic and sick in the first place. Maybe I can't say no to an abusive spouse. Maybe, you know, so it's okay to ask to yourself the question, how does this illness, any illness, serve me? And to realize that all illness serves. That doesn't make it bad or wrong or make believe or fake. It's just how we're set up. Once you understand how it serves me, and then, well, I'd have to go back to this job that's toxic. Then give yourself permission not to go back to that job, because your body won't let you. It won't let you get well enough. So, but once you acknowledge to your psyche, it's like, okay, I'm done with that. And even if people don't like it, I'm done with that. Now your psyche is free to allow the healing to begin. So how does this illness serve me? And give yourself permission to have it served in an easier way with no judgment, no judgment at all, because there's nothing you or anybody does that warrants judgment. Let it go. It's judgment is useless.
Very good. Very good, Dr. Teitelbaum. One of the things I want to ask you to do is when we get off the air, I want you to show us how to do the shaking. I'm very curious about that. So for those of you who are listening today, you may want to watch this YouTube video because I think it's going to be epic. So Dr. Teitelbaum, thank you so much. I can't believe the hour has gone by so quickly. You are always welcome guest on the show, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, and to you, my listening friends, and my viewing friends, it's time. It's time to take our health back, and you have the power. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day
ever.
Oh, I'm all choked up with you.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes.
Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any steps to improve your life.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruit Cove.